Since I'm 50, I figure my thoughts have gone up from a penny to a nickel. Here's my inspiration for today, and what I'd like you to contemplate in this short episode. Hey everyone, did you see the Oscars and how wonderful Lady Gaga was with Liza Minnelli? She said, "This is for you," put the spotlight on Liza. When Liza was having trouble reading, Lady Gaga's like, "I got you." And she said, "I know." It was such an amazing, heartwarming moment. Other great things like first for Academy winners. And it was just outstanding. Now, when I started this, you were probably thinking I was going to bring up the slap, right? Because that's what everyone focused on. And it's been in the news cycle. And as my father would say, only in America would this be continually in the news cycle with a war on Ukraine going on. And I thought I just want to do a short little podcast episode and have a PSA. But it served as a great reminder. What are you focusing on? The media focused on the slap. That's all they focused on. Now, I didn't watch the Oscars. I don't watch the Oscars. I like to see all the women in their really pretty gowns and fantasize would it be nice to be made up like a goddess for a night, but otherwise don't watch. So woke up inundated. You know, this of course obviously was the big takeaway, but the media wants to sensationalize everything. And so today I want to talk about just where's your focus. Understand where the media's focus is. If what was it I just read the other day, if it bleeds, it leads. So you're gonna have to dig a little harder to not read all the sensational stuff and not get sucked in by titles and everything. And so with this in the news cycle, and as I record this, it's still going on and probably will go on for a while. Do you have a choice of what you can focus on? Now the media, to some extent, is going to take that choice away because they want something that's going to grab the attention. But think about this, if we focus on violence and we focus on all the negative, where the attention goes, energy flows. So I'm going to encourage you, be aware of what you're focusing on. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't have read anything, shouldn't have laughed at some of the memes, but if that's where your focus is going, then what more are you going to attract, right? Because you're just focusing on the violence and all the negativity. Wonder if you can take a moment and look around your life the past week or so as that's happened. Did you notice more of that in your life? And so I would just encourage you to just make a concerted effort. You know, I think it's important to be an informed citizen, but that doesn't mean you have to be glued to the TV or glued to the news on your tablet or whatever. But where are you focusing your attention? So we're talking about the news momentarily, but where are you focusing your attention now? Do you keep repeating the negative thing? For example, if you would like to be in a relationship, are you focusing on all the broken relationships, things you're upset and angry about and bitter about? Are you focusing on, oh, wow, what the possibility? Ah, springtime's here, at least for some of us in America. Can you focus on the possibility, the spring, renewal, all the goodness that can come and be hopeful for a new relationship? So just take a moment to examine where your focus has been. Understand, especially with news, you're going to have to be really aware of that and take action to not get sucked into the sensationalism that they want you to. But then bring it back to your life besides the news. What are you focusing on? Are you focusing on what you can create? Or are you focusing on what hasn't happened yet? Where the attention goes, energy flows. So just a quick little check-in with where you're focusing, because we are over a third of the way through the year. It's 2022. And how are we going to move forward? How are you going to move forward to accomplish your goals this year? And this really quickly, I'm going to attach to this a little PSA. Back in January, Rachel Seavey, and I've done a couple interviews with Rachel. We have started Keeping It Real classes. So these are, we do once a month on paperwork, procrastination. We're doing on sustainability. We've got some coming up on how to organize your kitchen for a healthier you, how to organize and declutter your closet, how to get out of debt, financial clutter. So we've got a whole slate of classes for the year. and they're 2 hours long. We have an hour presentation and an hour group coaching Q&A. Love for you to join us. You can go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to find out more information, and it's under presentations and keeping it real. We'd love to have you. We've made these affordable to try and support people. I know that a lot of things are stressful, so we wanted to offer an opportunity for people to declutter and get organized. And I will share with you a little clip that we did to tell you a little bit more about our project. So where are you focusing? Are you focusing on what you to create or what you don't desire?
I'm Rachel Seavey.
And I'm Julie Caraccio.
We're professional organizers and declutterers. I've been in business since 2008, and my specialties are chronic disorganization, hoarding disorder, and life changes. I'm a certified life coach, and I'm trained in strategic intervention by the Robbins Madonis Coaching Center. I host a popular podcast called Hoardganize Podcast, and I speak regularly to a wide group of people. I help all sorts of people navigate through crisis, and I love to help people empower themselves so they can live a happier, healthier life.
And I'm an award-winning professional life and end-of-life organizer who specializes in being green and being sustainable and looking at clutter in all areas of your life. I've been in business since 2009. I also host a popular podcast, Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out. I'm a certified life coach, speak professionally, and have published 14 books and counting. I'm passionate about supporting you in clearing your clutter, getting organized, and becoming more mindful and aware so you can create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
We are for busy people living life and
for people busy living life.
I don't know about you, Julie, but I'm a single mom raising a teenager, running a business, chasing after my dogs and bearded dragon, and just trying to find some time to, you know, possibly date, create a podcast, and oh, doing laundry and cleaning.
I hear you, Rachel. I'm married, have four cats to wait on hand and foot, produce a podcast, write books, and help care for family members. I'm also trying to exercise, eat right, and stay healthy. Oh yeah, I also run a business.
We've helped thousands of people, and we've decided to combine forces and create an online class for people looking to declutter and get organized and make life changes. And we want to keep it real. You're probably like us, and you want to live your life, have fun, and share your passions.
You know it's important to declutter and get organized, but you don't want to spend hours folding t-shirts, having a color-coordinated closet, or maintain a perfect home. Or you don't have hours each day to devote or a big-time budget to hire someone else to help you declutter, get organized, and maintain your system.
Seeing all these impossibly perfect homes, closets, playrooms, and garages, it's not real for the majority of us. And when we see this curated content, it tends to make us feel bad about ourselves because we can't live up to some unrealistic, idealized image. We're going to lift you up. We're going to teach you some skills for confidence, for organizing and decluttering. And it's all going to become another tool in your toolbox so that you can make your life easier and focus on what matters most.
We're also going to go deeper on clutter. Maybe you've wondered, what is clutter? Or what does God say about clutter? Maybe you're wondering if your emotions or mental clutter are affecting the amount of stuff you own. Perhaps you've contemplated if you have clutter in your relationships and what to do. We're answering those questions and more.
We wanted to make something affordable as well as get you thinking outside of the book. Each class will be an hour and will be followed by an hour-long Q&A.
We're also going to be coaching together and providing virtual organizing and decluttering for people who need a little more in-depth support and want to double the power and to turbocharge to move forward in life.
We hope to see you at one of our upcoming classes or events. The links are below to learn more.
Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.